Welcome back. So today we're digging into a really significant document, the UNDP's synthesis report from back in October 2018. It's focused squarely on climate change adaptation in Africa.
That's right. A critical piece looking at what works, what doesn't, and what's needed.
Exactly. And our aim here is to really, you know, distill it down for you. Mm-hmm. We want to pull out the core message, the key takeaways, and the, well, the central warning in it.
And that warning is pretty stark. The executive summary is clear. Africa is described as being at a tipping point.
Tipping point. Okay.
Yeah, and it's not just some far-off future thing. The report stresses that climate change, right now, is actively threatening to reverse nearly a decade of hard-won economic and social progress on the continent.
Wow. Okay, that really sets the stage. Let's unpack the actual climate threat they detail, because the numbers are, well, they're alarming. Africa's warming faster than the global average.
Significantly faster, yes. We're looking at temperatures potentially hitting 2 degrees Celsius above current levels by 2050.
2 degrees by 2050? That's really quite soon in climate terms.
It is. And it gets more extreme regionally. You look at tropical Western Africa, the Sahel. The projections there go up to maybe 4, even 6 degrees Celsius higher by the end of this century.
4 to 6 degrees. It's hard to even imagine what that means for daily life, for farming.
Exactly. And it's not just the heat. There's this dual challenge with rainfall.
Right. I saw that. It's not straightforward, is it?
No. Southern Africa is projected to get drier. Think more intense, prolonged droughts. But then Eastern and Western Africa, they're projected to get wetter.
Wetter. So increased flood risk.
Massively increased flood risk. So you have this double bind across different regions.
And this hits extra hard because of the reliance on agriculture, right? Something like 6 out of 10 people.
Precisely. 6 out of 10 livelihoods directly depend on agriculture. So when you throw these climate extremes, drought here, floods there into the mix, the entire food production system becomes incredibly vulnerable.
Vulnerable. And I suppose protecting it must be incredibly expensive. The report tackles the cost, doesn't it? Saying previous estimates were way off.
Yeah, way too low, yeah. The UN environment figures quoted suggest global adaptation costs could be somewhere between $140 billion and $300 billion U.S. dollars a year by 2030.
A year. And that's global.
Global. And it could climb towards $500 billion a year by 2050. These are huge numbers.
And there's a key point about Africa's share, isn't there? Relative to its economy.
Yes, that's crucial. Sub-Saharan Africa is set to face the highest costs as a percentage of GDP. It really highlights the inequity. Those least responsible are facing the biggest relative burden.
That disparity is stark. It also makes you think about how you spend that money effectively. The report mentioned something about baseline stresses.
Mm-hmm. This is really important. You can't just implement climate projects in isolation. For adaptation to be sustainable long-term, you have to tackle the underlying issues first.
Like poverty or weak institutions.
Exactly. Poverty, weak policy environments, gaps in basic capacity. You need that foundation of development for the climate action to actually stick and succeed.
That makes complete sense. So building on that, the UNDP distilled lessons from its own projects from 2000 to 2015 into this framework. ADPT.
Yes, ADPT. It's an acronym summarizing 5 essential factors they found in successful projects. The first A is for adaptive capacity.
Adaptive capacity, meaning flexibility.
Sort of. It's about the ability to plan iteratively, to learn, to adjust as conditions change, because climate change is inherently uncertain. You need that built-in flexibility.
Okay. Then D is for decision making. Shared decision making.
Right. This isn't just top down. The report stresses it has to be shared. Governments, communities, local stakeholders working together. If it's not owned locally, it tends not to last.
Makes sense. What's the next A?
That's access to markets. This is key for scaling up adaptation beyond just pilot projects.
So moving beyond just grants and aid.
Precisely. It's about creating sustainable benefits, linking adaptation efforts to value chains, engaging the private sector, making it economically viable in the long run. You can't sustain it purely on donor funding.
Okay, final point. Then we have P, policy mainstreaming.
Yeah, basically meaning climate change can't be a silo. Climate considerations need to be woven into all relevant policies and institutional frameworks, not treated as some separate add-on.
Got it. And the final letter, T.
Technical information. Making decisions based on evidence. This includes having solid data, like economic analysis showing the return on investment for different adaptation options.
Like the early warning systems example they gave?
Exactly. They found really strong returns on investment for things like early warning systems. That kind of data helps make the case.
So that ADPT framework provides a sort of roadmap. It seems the overarching conclusion, though, goes back to fairness.
Yeah.
Social justice.
Absolutely. The report frames adaptation fundamentally as an issue of social justice because the impacts fall hardest on those who contributed least to the problem.
And thinking about those lessons learned, you shared a really striking example about a project that didn't work.
Yes, and it really brings home the challenge. They mention some early measures, like promoting sheep multiplication in a particular area. It seemed logical.
But it failed.
It failed, not because the idea itself was bad, but because they hadn't fully considered the specific local environment. There simply wasn't the right kind of vegetation to support a larger herd.
Ah, so it underscores that need for place-based knowledge.
Completely. And that leads to final thought for you, really. The challenge isn't about finding one single silver bullet solution. It's about continuous learning, adapting the adaptation itself based on local realities, and committing the resources needed to keep pace with a climate that's changing fast and in unpredictable ways. You need to learn and adjust as quickly as the risks evolve.